Welcome to the Organized Mom Podcast by Imani DaCosta Wellness. This podcast is all about entrepreneurship, wellness, motherhood, and of course, organized biz tips. So stay tuned and let's get into the episode. Before we get into the episode, I just want to let you all know my 6-month business mentorship program, DaCosta Academy, is officially enrolling students. There are only 10 spots available for this amazing 6-month journey. We start April 29th to October 14th. During this time, we are going to be learning the basics of the virtual assistant industry. You're going to be learning my specific framework of how I run my business. And the last 2 months of the program, the best part, will be completely focused on community and client integration and the launch process of your business. So if that sounds like you, if you're like, you know what, I am in the season for wanting to start and scale my virtual assistant business, right? No selling dreams, no gatekeeping, real transparent information. Take a look at the link in the show notes. I'll put in your application and book a free call with me to see if you're going to be a great fit for this program. Again, if you are ready, take a look at the details and let's talk about it. Let's get on a call. Now let's get into this episode. Welcome back to another episode. So this episode is going to be all about getting a job. Right? You have to get a job and not start a business. And the reason why I say that is because I have seen recently, right? This is not going to apply to everyone, but I've seen recently a lot of people say, you know, I lost my job and I was trying to apply for all these other jobs. Nothing's been calling me back. It's been difficult. So, you know what? I just decided that I'm going to start my own business. So, I understand that, and I think that is an amazing idea if you have the financial, right, resources to sustain yourself. So whether you have a savings, whether you're getting unemployment, you know, and you have enough to like cover your needs, right? Where are you living? Where are you eating? Among other things, right? Then I think it's amazing for you to try to start your own business, right? But if you are in a place where you're like, you know what, these jobs are taking a long time to call me back, so I'm just going to try to start a virtual assistant business, right? Or some type of online quick business. No business is quick. Please do not believe that, right? And say, for example, it is February 1st and you're like, I'm going to just try to start this business because I need money for my rent March 1st. No, 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 and no, and absolutely not. And I'm going to tell you right now, I've seen this so many times in Facebook groups and in Instagram where people are like, yeah, you know, hey, I need to start this business now and I'm going to need clients like ASAP. Does anybody know where the clients are? Because I need to pay my rent and these bills for next month. That is absolutely not what you do when you're starting a business. And I'm going to tell you a few reasons why. You should not try to build a business, right, under such extreme financial pressure. If you see people say, start your business in 30 days, you're going to be making money. I made, you know, $5,000 the first month. The people are not giving you the full backstory. They are not telling you, you know, it's not the truth. It's not reality, right? Especially now in 2024. So if you are in an extreme financial situation where you're like, you need rent money for next month, you have to get a job, right? Whether it's a part-time job, a full-time job, or even if you decide I'm going to get a job as a barista, a server, a bartender, you're going to do Uber Eats, dog sitting, whatever it is, you have to do that. And there's nothing wrong with it, but you have to do that because you need to sustain yourself. You need to make sure that you are financially okay. Even if you're like, you know what, I'm going to work as a barista for 20 hours or 25 hours a week to supplement my income while I'm building my business. I've seen a lot of people do that and there's nothing wrong with that. And I think it's very smart because if you are, and this is the thing, from an energetic standpoint, if you are trying to create a business, like be in creation mode, be in a flowy mode to actually build something, if you are constantly thinking this needs to work, this needs to work, I need to make money tomorrow, I need to make money by next week, I'm going to be, you know, you're operating from a place of scarcity, right? And lack. And that is going to block you. It's going to block opportunities. It's going to block your ability to create and do all this stuff. And business doesn't work that way. You need to literally have some type of financial security and stability, right? And even before you invest in any programs, right? This is why when I tell people, oh, hey, apply to my program, book a call with me to see if you're a good fit. When people book those calls, that is not to convince you. That's literally to get to know you and answer any questions you may have about the program, right? I am not the type to try to convince someone to invest money in me when they are not in a place financially, right? And that is not my decision to make. That is their decision to make. And that's their decision to make because I don't even want people filling out the form, my application to my program if they're financially strained, right? If they don't have other resources to pull from. Now, I will say this, when I invested in my mentor, was I in the best financial situation? No. I actually was on unemployment. I had my food stamps and my savings was dwindling, right? But I did have a credit card that had nothing on it, right? So I put a few thousand dollars, right, on that credit card to invest in my mentorship program. Did I tell anybody? No, right? I didn't even tell my mom. I didn't tell my sister. I know a lot of you guys probably know this story, but I actually didn't tell anyone because we had just moved, right? Rent's like $2,000. My son was like 10 months old. I wasn't working. So if I would have told people what I did, they would have looked at me like I was crazy, and they probably, from the best place possible, would have convinced me not to invest in my mentorship program because it didn't make sense, right? But I had this gut feeling like this is gonna work. It's going to click into place. It's going to work. I need to do this, and I need to just buckle down, focus, put all my time and energy into it, right? And then I'll probably tell them later when I'm making money that how much I actually spent for this program, right? And it's crazy because now when I do tell them, they're like, I can't even believe you did that. I'm like, I can't believe I did that either, right? Because it didn't make sense. But I did have unemployment. I did have a little bit of a savings, even though the unemployment was ending soon. I did use up some of my savings and I did put it on a credit card, right? So those are the resources that I had. I'm just being completely honest and transparent. And that made me say, you know what? I'm gonna take this risk and I'm going to invest in this, right? Because it felt like the right move to make at that time. And that may be where you're at, right? And if that's where you're at, then I would say, you know what? Go with that feeling and invest in yourself and your business and start what you need to start, right? It doesn't need to be with me. It could be any business, right? Do it. I definitely think you should. But if you are like the debt is climbing, you have no income, you have no savings, it is not the right time to invest in anything, right? Your energy needs to be a little bit more stable, a little more grounded, and you need to do something to supplement your income so you are comfortable. And I like to tell people these things because sometimes people think that, oh, I'm failing as an entrepreneur if I get a job, or I'm not really a real entrepreneur if I have a part-time job. And I don't know where these things came from. I guess because social media makes it seem like if you're not doing this, entrepreneurship stuff full-time and you're not really doing it, right? Like you don't understand. No. I mean, I wasn't one of those people that worked a part-time job while building my business. I literally built my business and I was taking from like my savings and my credit card, my lines of credit, right? So I didn't have a part-time job again, but I had because I was home with my son, right? Like I was home with him and daycare was too expensive for me to afford at the time. So I'm like, yeah, no, he's gonna be with me. I'm gonna be home building this business and I'm gonna live off these savings and my credit cards, right? Until something works. And it ended up working out beautifully for me. But again, I had an amazing mentor. But I say all of that to say, if you are in a situation where you got laid off, you need to find something, right? If you feel that you are in this space of, I'm going to start this business, make sure you vet the people that you are looking at investing in and decide what is a realistic time frame that you will be making money. In this industry, the virtual assistant industry, I tell people you should expect to make some money now in 2024. 6 months to 9 months, right? I would say that that is a realistic thing. Back when I started, I would say 3 months, but now you really have to, again, establish your brand, establish your community, and just get to know more about yourself when you are creating your business, right? So I don't think if anyone can promise you, no one can promise you anything, honestly. It's all up to you. But you have to also take into consideration what's happening in the economy, in the world, and what you actually need to do to have a successful and sustainable business. So that is why I created my 6-month program, and that is why it is 6 months long, because I think now more than ever, people need the support of, you know, when you start launching your business. The launch phase is when you are, you know, you learned everything, you have your system set up, your website is good, and now you're like, hey, I want to start looking for clients or branding myself in a way that clients are going to be attracted to me, right? Or they're going to meet me, putting myself in positions where I'm going to meet people that will expand my network, right? And that's what we focused on the last 2 months of my 6-month program, the Coast Academy. It's all about client and community integration. And I feel like not only do we focus on that, that's going to be the marketing, you know, beware of scams, how to show up on social media, how to establish your email list, how to actually, like, the launch phase, every single moving part of it we will be going through. You're going to have a beautiful template calendar for it as well. And I'm going to show you behind the scenes of my business launches so you can actually understand. But if you are one of those people that you're like, I actually maybe took a quick course, maybe you don't understand online business, right? Maybe you don't even understand how can I create multiple streams of income within my virtual assistant business. We are going to be talking all about that inside of my 6-month program. That is why I'm very excited for it, and it's going to be amazing. But there are only 10 spots available for this program. Now, if you feel called to, and this is the season for you to start and scale your business, this is the year, take a look at the application down below. Read some more about the program and feel free to fill out the application and then book a free call with me to see if you're going to be an amazing fit for the program. Again, this call is not to convince you. This is just to see what questions you have and for us to get to know each other a little bit more, because this program is a high support program, meaning that you actually have direct contact with me throughout the entire 6 months. You're going to have a community chat. You're going to have an advisor. You're going to have bi-weekly video and audio modules along with homework. So there's a lot that is going into this program, and that is why I'm only allowing 10 people that are ready to start their business. I don't want the wrong people to be inside of this program. And that's why I'm making it, you know, application and book a call with me, because I need people that understand, like, they want to build something, right? Something that is going to sustain them and their family, and, you know, something that they can grow, whether you want to grow into an agency or do other things as far as entrepreneurship, like speaking events like I do and getting paid for that, then yeah. That program is going to be for you. My program is going to be for you. So again, thank you all so much for supporting me. I'm sending you all so much love. And just know, if you need to get a job to sustain yourself or help you invest in your business, do that. Do not let anyone make you feel ashamed of it. Okay? Don't let anybody convince you anything is wrong with that. I'm proud of you. I want to see you all win. And I'll see you on the next one.